Now, let's read today's passage. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Today, we want to learn two things from today's passage. First, the Lord Jesus is working for evangelism. And number two, is that we pray for evangelism. So let's learn first about the point that Jesus Christ works for evangelism. He came to this earth for the purpose of evangelism. Because he came, the gospel came to us. The good news came to us. And he worked to spread this gospel. But also, he did not just evangelize. He did something else as well. Let's look at verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. So this gives the overview of what he did. What is being said here is that Jesus Christ went, taught, proclaimed, and healed. In his evangelism, was not just talking about his good news, but also he taught and he healed. So that's what he did. And this is the model we need to follow. That's what we try to do for the last 2,000 years. The Christian church tried to go into the various countries and various regions and try to evangelize those people in those areas. And we met people. We came to know the local people and then find out what kind of problems that they have and to try to help them. And teaching, of course, is a very, very important part of our evangelism. That's why the Christian church built many schools and distributed the Bible and gave them opportunities to learn about the Bible. And through teaching, people come to know the truth of the Bible and gave them opportunity to repent. And also, the church did the work of healing. And the church tried to help take care of people who are sick. And that's why many Christians worked in medicine and social welfare. And that's an important part of the work of the church, and Megumi Church follows this model. Megumi Church sent many people to different countries in the world: Indonesia, Thailand, South Korea. So we did that, and we have done that, and we have a Sunday school, So, and we have Mana Kindergarten and the Morino Gakuen School. So, we have doing much education. And this is a very, very important work. In addition to that, we have a Kira Kira service for the elderly. And to try to meet the needs of other people and the needs of health. This is a time when we need to comfort and help those people. Lord Jesus Christ worked to evangelize the people, and we do the same. So what we need to do is what's appropriate and what's needed in today's world. So the second point that we're trying to learn today from today's passage is that we pray for evangelism. Let's look at verse 37 and 38 again. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That's what Jesus said. What does he mean by this? If you look at verse 36, it says that when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. That's what he saw. From people's perspective, some people may look very strong and have no problems. So, based on the crowds may not have problems, but when Jesus saw, he saw the crowds were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So when Jesus saw them, said, "The harvest is plentiful." Because there's so many people who are weak, who need help. That's why he said the harvest is plentiful. And that shows there is need for evangelism. However we succeed socially and materially, and we may look like we are prospering, but people's spiritual needs are not necessarily met. That doesn't save the people from sins. When Jesus see this world, Jesus see there's a lack of people who tell the truth. And many people need to be saved. And many people need to know the gospel. That's why Jesus Christ said, "The workers are few." We don't have enough people who engage in evangelism. We need more people to harvest. The fruit. And people have different roles to play in evangelism. But there is one thing that is needed, that is common to all of us, is prayer. Jesus said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jina Megami Church has four different kinds of work. And we have church members in our church, of course. Who's going to be the next staff members? Next leaders of this church? It is time to harvest. Who's going to do all the work to harvest people? And we ask to pray. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And that we are asked to do. he said this to his disciples. He did not say, "You become the workers of the field." He said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." If you look at Matthew chapter 10, those his disciples went out and worked for the Lord. So that's what first thing we need to do, to pray. Last week we learned about the death of Asaoka Makiko, the wife of the first pastor in this church. She worked for the ministry, and she always prayed for us. I'm one of the people who grew up in this church, and I remember Asaoka Shigeru, the first pastor, and his wife, and many people became ministers. And I became one of them as well. And one thing she did so well was to pray for all of us. And many people were saved. Many people became ministers. And Makiko-san also became the pastor as well of this church. And she also supported people at Tokyo Christian University. And she prayed for all of us until her death. She went to heaven. Now we need to become.
Oh, you're translating.
We need to continue to pray for this church, just like she did. And this is the opportunity given to all of us. We had a baptism today, and we welcomed two people as new members of our church. And a lot of people prayed for them. And in response to that prayer, and these two people were baptized. And then we're going to have more people who's going to get baptized and saved. And God will show us the more harvest. Our church, I hope that we'll continue to evangelize. And behind that effort, there must be prayer for the harvest. Let us continue to pray for the Lord's harvest. Let me pray. We had two baptisms today, and we rejoiced. We all have a unique life, and we had the privilege of coming to know you, Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of evangelism. He went to villages and towns, and he taught in the synagogue and talked about the gospel, and he healed every disease and sickness. And he told us to pray for the harvest. Please give us more workers. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who teaches, heals. Amen.